On ABC Radio Brisbane, Steve Austin.
Yesterday we heard the sad news that former Iron Man Dean Mercer died after suffering cardiac arrest and crashing his car on the Gold Coast. He seemed to be fit and in general good overall health, and it was a shock to his family and close friends. It's not an isolated story, sadly. Why is it that seemingly fit, middle-aged men who exercise regularly, consume a healthy diet, suffer from some sort of heart disease or cardiac arrest? Well, my guest is Dr. Ross Walker. He's a cardiologist. Ross, this is not an isolated story, sadly. Fit, exercising regularly, middle-aged men have heart attacks and die. Morning to you. Why is it?
Hi, good morning, Steve. Yeah, look, the reason for this, and let me say that people who are regular exercisers have less of this than people who aren't. So exercise is good for you, but the problem is really the dose. And the dose of exercise for health should be somewhere between 3 to 5 hours per week. Now, going beyond that has been shown to give you no further health benefit, but it does increase the risk for all of these issues. And I probably feel that one of the reasons for this, and it hasn't been absolutely proven, but it's quite logical, that if you push yourself too hard, you're overstretching all the mechanisms in the body, including you're overworking the heart. And like anything that's overworked, it eventually gives up.
The heart is the one muscle in your body that never actually stops.
That's it. It's working all the time. So you want to treat it well. So you want to keep it healthy by good exercise. But in fact, a lot of high-performance athletes, we often hear how people who are very high-performance athletes in their 20s and 30s had premature death, not just from heart disease, but also from cancer. One of the theories behind that is that the excessive exercise does cause chronic recurrent damage of a whole lot of muscles in the body and releases all these toxins into the system that really switches on the inflammatory system and therefore does predispose you to this happening as you get older. And the thing is with what happened with Dean yesterday, we don't know yet until an autopsy is done whether it was, as you so rightly inferred at the start, a heart attack or a cardiac arrest. Now, heart attack is one of the causes of cardiac arrest, but say, for example, the commonest cause of sudden death in young athletes, people below the age of 40, is what we call hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is an excessive thickening of the heart. It's a genetic disease. Arthur Ashe, the tennis player, had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And when you hear, say, for example, of someone in their 20s dying playing rugby or basketball or whatever, they typically have this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or one of the rarer causes of sudden cardiac death in athletes. So it's not always heart attack, but it does appear that especially middle-aged athletes do have a higher rate of this atherosclerotic or fat building up in the wall of the arteries, which is the common cause of heart attack.
Now, middle-aged white guys like me, you want to do exercise regularly, you want to look good. Yep. But your point is we're not 19 anymore, that any more than 3 to 5 hours moderate exercise a week. 3 to 5 hours doesn't sound like much to me. I know guys who spend 2 hours every night in the gym.
Yeah,
every single night.
I think that's too much. And the problem, just as an example, even forgetting about sudden death, that they did a study in veteran soccer players, and there's a lot of people now over the age of 35 who are playing veteran soccer,
yep,
and they found a much higher rate of what we call atrial fibrillation, which is the commonest significant heart rhythm disturbance. I had a guy in his 40s who was a sort of semi-professional triathlete, and every time he'd do a race, he'd go into this atrial fibrillation. And I said to him, the best thing you can do for your heart is to get a jacket with coach written on it. He didn't get it, Steve.
So. Yes. Well, I mean, my guys, listen, I mean, at the moment, in this city, we've got, you know, middle-aged men in Lycra riding bikes every single morning,
yep,
and they do a bit of work in the afternoon. At Tuesday, Thursday morning, there must be 50 to 60 men and women gathered to do triathlete practice, you know, 4:30 in the morning, quarter to five, they're up, you know, and they're middle-aged.
Mm.
And this is the not the fad, but, you know, the semi-recreational activity of city life here in Brisbane. And you're telling me these guys are working too hard.
Well, I think they are working too hard. But what I do say to my patients, and I say to anyone who's listening to anything when we talk about these sort of things, that if you want to do high-level activity over the age of about 40, especially if you want to still be a professional athlete in some way, you should be getting a regular cardiac assessment. So there's something that I pioneered many years ago in Australia called coronary calcium scoring, and I think all males at 50 all women at 60 should have a coronary calcium score, which is a CT scan that actually takes a non-invasive picture of your heart, measures how much muck you have in the walls of your arteries, and it's the best predictive test for heart disease risk. Your cholesterol is not the best predictive test. Your blood pressure is not the best predictive test. This coronary calcium score is. It's a simple test. It's low radiation. It's inexpensive, and it's the best way to see whether you're going to drop dead of a heart attack.
My guest is Dr. Ross Walker, cardiologist. We're talking about middle-aged men and excessive exercise. So as far as you're concerned, middle-aged men should not be partaking in extensive exercise after the age of 35, and by that you mean only 3 to 5 hours moderate exercise each week.
Yeah, unless, of course, if they really want to, have a regular cardiac assessment to make sure it's safe to do so.
What happens if you feel good, though? I mean, you get a rush, you get the endorphins doing exercise. A bit of, in the gym, you actually feel good.
Yeah, you feel good, but it doesn't matter. In my professional talks, I have a picture of Jim Fix and a picture of Winston Churchill. Jim Fix wrote the complete book of running, had run multiple marathons, dropped dead at 53 in a race. Winston Churchill smoked, drank, was overweight and depressed, and he died at 91.
Don't tell the Heart Society.
Yeah, you can't.
Or the Heart Foundation.
Someone, but you can't look at someone and say, you're healthy, you're not. That's the vital importance of preventative screening.
So what you're telling me is you're actually gambling. If you're over-exercising, you're gambling with your life if you're a middle-aged man.
Absolutely. My attitude now, and I'm one of those stupid old farts that played soccer and squash until I was 52, but with the retrospectoscope, which was one of the best medical inventions ever, I think you should play competition sport maybe up to 30, 35, and after that do moderate exercise.
Thanks for
good health.
Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Ross Walker, cardiologist.
Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.